What's up, guys? We're back. Ball So Hard University, episode 8.
Let the good times roll!
How's your week been, Tyler?
It's been kind of slow, but it's actually been a little bit of a good week because I've had three really good things happen. Because Tuesday, I got to watch Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Thursday, or today, this will be out tomorrow, but today, Jersey Shore's out. And yesterday was the NBA draft. Not that you probably care much about it, but I'm wearing my Knicks shirt. We had a good little draft, but I wanted more, but we did what we could.
It's all right. We got Thanksgiving coming up in a week. That's always something that I look forward to every year, strictly just because of the food, frankly. Food, family, friends, just being around everybody. What are your plans this year?
So I'm going to be heading home probably within the next day or so. I'm going to stay home for the week. I'm not sure what you're doing because of work, right? So I don't know what your plans
so
are.
I actually got lucky enough. My job's given me off Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
So I'll have off for Thanksgiving and Black Friday. So I'm probably just going to be home for the weekend. I'll go home Wednesday night and then stay for Thanksgiving in Rochester.
The weekend. Okay.
Yeah. And then I'll probably come back, you know, end of the weekend, and then it's back to work on Monday.
Yeah. No, me, yeah. I usually head to my grandma's house on my dad's side. Well, I got to kind of go both ways with it. But I'll probably start, because usually my grandma's house and my dad's side has a little early start. They like to eat earlier in the day, get a big feast, like love being there, like my cousins and stuff. That's what the plan is at the moment. I'm not sure. I don't know if they've changed that because of everything, but I don't think there's going to be like even more than 10 people there. So I think it's
right.
Okay. I don't really know. But other than that, then later in the day, I'll head with my mom and a little bit family on that side. But, you know, kind of just chill. Nothing really crazy. I don't really go, you know, to like big Thanksgiving family parties, usually just a little tight-knit. What about you?
I mean, usually, in a normal year, my family I'll get together over at my grandparents' house, and we'll have a big, you know, they'll have a turkey and all the dishes and stuff that my grandma will make, and everyone always usually brings a dish, too. And then I also celebrate on my other side of the family as well. But this year is probably going to be a little different, man. I think that on my dad's side of the family, I don't even think we're getting together for Thanksgiving this year. My grandparents are kind of at risk, you know, people for
you're
the virus.
Brother too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he's got daycare and stuff too. So, and my cousins still go to school and they're around kids all day. And I am too, around people, you know, not as much as they are, but, you know, everyone's been around people, and my grandparents just, you know, we can't risk getting them sick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, I don't know what we're doing on my mom's side specifically, but I'm hoping as long as the turkey gets made and I can see my family, that's all that really matters.
Just got to munch on it. You know,
that's right.
Munch on the turkey. It's always fun, and especially, and there's football too.
Football, that's
and
the key.
My Steelers are playing the Ravens that night, so I'm very excited for that. Hopefully it's not our first loss. very well could be, but hopefully not. But yeah, I always, no matter if the Steelers are playing or not, they usually don't. I like to, you know, enjoy, sit back, watch football all day too.
The Colts played the Steelers a few years back on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right.
We had Scott Tolzien starting at quarterback against
you.
We almost beat you.
We had Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and Ben at the end of the game. They all had like that turkey leg.
That's right.
Eat it at the end.
That's right.
But yeah, I mean, so I've seen the Steelers play on Thanksgiving, I think, three times. I've seen them play the Ravens before, the Colts, and now the Ravens again. This is going to be the third time.
Damn, that's going to be a good game.
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens, they're playing Tennessee this week, so they got a must win, so we'll see what happens then. But hopefully we'll get into that later in the show, obviously, but hopefully they don't have a letdown because they're playing Jacksonville, and they, you know, could be looking ahead. But, you know, I hope that doesn't happen. Do you ever, speaking on Thanksgiving, go Black Friday shopping? Do you have any plans for that day or that
night?
Yeah,
so usually on Thanksgiving, after I'm done with my family over at their house, when I get home, I'll go shopping. You know, probably the past 5-6 years, I've gone 3 or 4 times. Mm-hmm. You know, whether I'm going to look for a TV or a video game or just something that I want to buy that's on sale, go to the mall. there's always like cool sales that you can find, but let's be honest, if you're going out Black Friday shopping, you're going out, you're spending a ton of money.
Yep.
If you're really going shopping, and two, you're going out for the experience of it.
Oh yeah,
you know, going out at midnight, wait until the store is open. Now they're open. They open at like 6 o'clock. They open early now, but back in the day, it used to be fun when you waited till midnight for all the stores and the sales.
I mean, there's still some places that do that. It's a little different. It's weird because did you ever have to, when you worked at BJ's, ever have to work at Black Friday?
I did. So it was hectic.
I've worked crazy when I worked at Target. I worked like that day, like during the day. I mean, still busy as fuck, but you kind of have the choice to do it if you want it or not. You just make like a shit ton of extra money, but you gotta literally go in, you know.
Right.
People were in like 2-3 in the morning, you know what I mean? So I never had to do that experience. I kind of like wish I did, because people say like it's crazy and hectic, but it is kind of fun sometimes. But I think like almost ever, like the past, like you said, 5-6 years, I've definitely like went. I wouldn't say went all out, but I've went somewhere, whether it was, I've been to the mall before with maybe a couple of people. I've been with my dad just going to like a Target or just any of those kind of places. I like to just like you said, the experience, like you just go out there and just see it. At least some people are nuts. I remember one year when I was super young, I was actually in St. Louis, and like I saw people going crazy, dude. Like people were running in there sprinting. Like crazy, dude. Yeah. And I mean, I wonder how it'll be this year. I mean, I'm sure it'll still be the same. I mean, all freaking places are the same, just with the masks on. But there's obviously going to be somewhat of a limit, because I know a lot of places have that.
Yeah, it depends on where you live, too, honestly.
Yeah, right. But I don't know, man. I probably will do something. I feel like I'll definitely do something.
If I have the opportunity to go out Black Friday shopping, I'm there. Always, 100%. Like, I always have gone Black Friday shopping as a kid. All the way through college now, and you can always find crazy good deals.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. It can be a trap sometimes, because you know they'll mark down certain things for Black Friday, and then all of a sudden on Monday, because then the Cyber Monday follows at some point, and then sometimes you can find shit that's even lower if you buy it online.
Cyber Monday, yeah, I think online you can get a lot of decent prices. And with Black Friday coming up, I know you were mentioning before, I'm sure everybody's going to be all over this. I don't know when your plan is, but obviously there's the PS5 and there's the Xbox. I'm sure those are going to be fucking stocked up. People are going to be going crazy for those. I don't know what any type of deal is going to be on those. And I know you said you were planning on maybe getting a PS5, so is your plan to do it then, or are you just going to wait it out? What's going on?
Today, actually, I saw an article that was talking about Walmarts and Targets and GameStops are all on like extreme shortages of the new consoles.
I bet.
And that's kind of how it was when the PS4 came out and the Xbox One came out. But I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get it on Black Friday. Even if I sent it to the store and wanted to go buy it, I don't even think I'd be able to.
Camp out.
I don't even know if they're going to even have them, though. That's the thing. If they do have them,
they might not.
I'll tell you, man, it's going to be one of the most tempting things ever to buy the PS5. But
what do you think the deal would be on that? You think there'd be any like big deal on that?
I don't think they would do a deal. I think that they would just do a bundle.
Yeah.
Like, you would get the console, and then you would get a couple games with it, maybe, or two controllers, or a camera, or whatever. But I don't know as far as the Xbox, because I've been Sony since day one for PlayStation, but I'll probably end up just waiting until Christmas, until they're back in stock, and you know I save up a little money, or you know I can get it for a gift or something.
Do you think? I mean, you said it's not as much as the PlayStation 4 when it came out, or it's around the same. Like, do you think the PS5 is going to be worth it with the graphics and everything?
After looking at the specs and looking at the difference between the PlayStation 4, and how quick the machine runs, and just all the upgrades that it has, I think it is worth it, just due to the fact that the price range is similar to what the PlayStation 4 was at release. Mm-hmm. Just like it's leaps and bounds better than the PS4. I don't find myself playing video games as much as I used to, but I still definitely think that it's a sound investment if you're someone that plays even, you know, a couple times a week.
Yeah.
But what about you? Are you going to find yourself investing in something like that anytime soon?
I wouldn't be surprised if it happens. You know, like, I wouldn't be surprised if I ended up getting it, but at the time, like, I haven't played PlayStation in a while, other than when we were doing, you know, running up, like, Madden and, like, the show. Like, I haven't had Call of Duty in a while. Dude, like, I used to be big on Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Like, when I was in middle school, I used to play, I had Xbox 360, but, like, I grinded that shit, dude. And I still played here and there on, you know, in high school, like, here, you know, early on, but I wish I was still into games like that. I know there's that there's this, the Spider-Man one that's going to be out. That's,
yeah.
That's going to be a pretty damn cool one. I actually, I know if with Miles Morales, but I know when I had the PlayStation 2, like a lot, everybody had that. There was like a Spider-Man game that I used to love when I was young. Like,
I think I know what you're talking about.
I used to love that shit, dude. But I don't know, man. We'll see. I'm not, like I said, I'm not huge into video games as much as I used to be anymore. I mean, maybe towards Christmas, like maybe we'll see what the money and stuff.
You can save a little. Like.
But I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm sure a lot of people that we know are going to get it and a lot of people are going to play it. I mean, the games look a hell of a lot better. They look a little, they're more expensive though, I would say, right?
Some
of the
games. I don't know if they are
maybe
more.
Maybe some of them, not all of them.
I think it's like if you buy
it. I thought 2K was like $70.
Well, it's like if you buy it for the PS4 and you want it to transfer over to the PS5, you're going to have to pay more money.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it does make a little bit of sense, but they're swindling you for money at that point.
I'm trying to think of games. So I know that obviously 2K, that's a big, you know, game that's a one that goes up and, you know, people want to play that one. There's a lot more differences than the other one. I'm trying to think of a game like Madden. Like, I feel like nothing would be different, but who knows? I don't really know. They're probably trying to do something.
Other than the graphics and how it looks, I've been someone who's been bitching about Madden not changing anything for years. I feel like they just copy and paste their games each year. It's the same Madden over and over again.
People had problems this year. They didn't like it either. This was one of the worst, they've said.
It was just Madden 20, or, right? This is 21. It was Madden 20 just, you know, reincarnated into a different game. But hopefully when the new generations come out next year, they'll actually step it up.
What do you think about the Xbox? I mean, you haven't been playing Xbox, but I used to play the 360 back in the day, and I, you know, transferred over to PS4, mostly because it was kind of like I was jumping on the bandwagon because everybody else, I feel like most people have the PlayStation 4 that we know personally, so you don't want to just like play Xbox with not that many people. So I definitely jumped on that bandwagon. But what are your thoughts on the whole Xbox? I heard there was like the smoking. It was smoking and shit like that. Like, what the fuck is going on?
I don't know if that was real. I heard that people were just like ripping their vapes into it. And that's what it was. Is there's like an air duct in it. If you like were to blow like vape smoke into it, it would look like the Xbox is smoking. But I don't know how true that is or whatever. But there's always bugs when the new systems come out right away.
Mm-hmm.
They always have some problems that they got to fix. So I'm never someone that always gets it right when it releases, because I feel like if I were to get it, I'd be the one unlucky person that has some bullshit happen to my console, and then I lose $500-$600 on it.
That reminds me of when the Xbox, they always had a problem in 360 with like the red ring of death. You probably
remember,
they always had an issue.
That was like the biggest thing.
You could get it fixed, but you'd have to like send it to like Texas or someplace like that, wherever the headquarters is. But yeah, that was a fucking killer. I don't know. I wouldn't go back to the Xbox. If I would go PS5 if I had to do the next thing.
Yeah, me too. I've always had Sony. Fun fact, I've never owned an Xbox.
Okay.
I've had PlayStation 1 through PS4.
Did you ever have a PSP?
I did.
I liked the PSP.
The PSP was fun, but I was more of a Nintendo DS person.
Okay.
My DS was my shit. That I had
Game Boy?
Oh, and Game Boy. Game Boy was
playing,
awesome.
Like,
Pokemon on Game Boy.
That was the game.
Mario Kart. Or no, you could get Mario Kart on Game Boy. Yeah.
No, I used to love going to GameStop and getting little games that you could...
The cartridges.
Yeah, you could literally stick in. I'll never forget those, because I liked PSP too, but those were obviously one of the favorite things too.
I think the whole... Because you remember back when we were in middle school and when video games were like at its peak for our childhood.
Mm-hmm.
It was always the biggest debate. It was, you know, Xbox versus PlayStation.
Yeah.
If you had an Xbox, you always would cap on just hate on the people with PlayStations, and vice versa.
Realistically, I feel like they're the same thing.
They truly are. They do the same function. They have the same functionality.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think it's even crazier with how you can play with people on Xbox from PlayStation on a lot of games now. I feel like they're just breaking down that barrier.
I think that's kind of smart of them, because I think that's smart is because I feel like a lot of people are trying to go the PC route, and you can obviously do so much with the PC. If you just get a big ass PC and like set it up, there's so, like, I don't know how, do you play computer games? I'm sure you do a little bit.
I mean, I have a gaming PC.
But I'm thinking like people can do a lot with that and connect with a lot of people. So I think that maybe they're trying to do something with that, you would say, or you think it's just something different? I don't really know. I'm not huge into that side of the world, so.
It's more, I mean, yeah, that's true. I do think that There's just a lot of outcry for the fact that the video game world is so segregated. If you just don't have those as your friend, if you have an Xbox, you just can't, you know, it's been plain and simple for the past two decades that you just can't play a video game with somebody who has a Sony versus Xbox. And now with all these games like Call of Duty and Fortnite and other shooting games that have enabled cross-platform, and you can hook up with people that are on PlayStation, phone. Xbox, phones, the Nintendo Switch or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can, and PC. You know, you can do all of it now from one game. I feel like that's just kind of, I feel like we're going to start to veer towards one gaming console. I feel like this is, they're eventually they're just going to come out with
Yeah, I don't know how much they will really collab. They'll try to collaborate, but I don't know how much they, those two companies will, like,
it's about making money.
Yeah, it's gonna be Microsoft versus Sony. Like, it's tough situation.
$2 billion companies, you know.
But sticking, you know, with the Black Friday and that, you know, time period, I mean, I've been on it for a while, we all know. So it's officially, you get into, it's Christmas time.
It is. Past Trio. November 15th, I think you can say that it is.
That's what Molinaro said. So, I mean, on his fucking thing, it was hilarious. But I like it. I'm definitely ready to go. My dad, actually, when I was home a couple weekends ago, he was getting shit set up already. I'm just like him. We love our Christmas shit. But he was getting some stuff set up. He'll probably wait for me to get a tree because they get, like, a real one. What do you kind of, are you a real tree or a fake tree guy?
I've always been a real tree. So, The day after Thanksgiving on Black Friday, it's been tradition that I go and, you know, we'll go and cut down the Christmas tree and we'll set it up. It's always been a live Christmas tree, mainly growing up. So that, you know, I feel like the fake trees are just, it's they're nice. They look nice. They look...
Not as a pain to clean up, though.
Yeah, they aren't a pain to clean up, but there's nothing better than, like, one, the pine smell.
Yeah.
That pine smell that you get from a real tree. That's what I'm talking about.
You get it at fucking Bath and Body Works.
Like, yeah, they're a pain in the ass, but, like, just knowing that you have, like, a real Christmas tree is awesome. I've always loved getting a real tree.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And I like the time, you know me, like, I like to just... get, like, your average stroll in the mall and just see all the lights up. Fucking see Santa there. Santa's sitting on there. Going to fucking Macy's. They have all this shit. Like, dude, there's nothing better than that. Just going home, have some hot chocolate, throwing on Elf. Bro, I just love it.
Christmas time, there's nothing better than seeing it outside and it's just snowing or it's freezing cold and you're just like, damn, I don't want to be out there. And you're just sitting inside watching a nice Christmas movie. Like Tyler just said, with an, you know, cup of hot chocolate or something, like...
some wine.
Some wine or a Christmas beer or something like that. Just being festive. Just actually, doing shit like
speaking
that.
Speaking on that, I want to... Have you tried... I tried them. Your mom actually swiped up on my story about them.
Oh, did
she? The Bud Light Seltzer Christmas ones. I tried them last week.
No, they have them?
Yeah. I'm a little... They're a little okay. So they had the Bud Light Seltzers. They are Peppermint Patty is one of them. You would think that one might be gross.
Yeah, I don't
Ginger Snap, which I thought was the worst. I didn't think it was that good. Apple Crisp, pretty good. And Cranberry. Those are the four.
I feel like they could have came out with better flavors.
Yeah. Honestly, Peppermint's deceivingly good. That was one of my favorites, actually. If you open it up, it smells like literally mint. Like, right, so it's like kind of weird. Like, about to drink this, like, kind of weird.
Does it taste like chocolatey?
A little bit, yeah, which is kind of gross for like a...
like a Girl Scout cookie? Like,
yeah, it's something like
thin
that.
Mint.
But... the ginger one I thought was garbage. I really did think that was garbage. Cranberry is cranberry. I mean, that's you can get, it kind of tastes like a black cherry almost.
Thing. Right.
So that's that. And then apple crisp is pretty good too. I mean, that was pretty good, but I don't know. I think they were like, honestly, like I've seen people take pictures of them, put them on their stories. They might be a little overrated, I'm going to be honest, but I do recommend maybe you get them at least once just so you can like say, because they're going to be seasonal, I'm pretty sure. So if you just like do it for the holiday, but I did them last weekend. And I, you know, they thought they were pretty. They were all right, you know.
Yeah, there's some places, breweries, whether that's like a big brewery like Bud Light or a small craft brewery, they always have the Christmas, you know, the Christmas beers or wines or liquors that pour out, and some are extremely good, but others, man, I feel like they just miss.
Yeah,
like you know, like you just said with that seltzer, they try and it's just you taste and you're just like, damn, this is not it.
Yeah, like I like seltzers, and you definitely catch me getting a regular variety pack over that pack, like, any day. Like, I'll just take a regular one, you know? But, you know, staying on that, like Christmas, Thanksgiving, very excited for that, you know, going on. You know, today's episode, we're going to be jumping in. We'll talk about probably some Christmas type of specials, Christmas, you know, movies slash shows. But we're going to get into a show segment. We're going to get into the music for the weekend. Obviously, New Music Friday coming up tomorrow. That's, you guys will, you know, hear the music will already be out. And then we'll obviously break down with sports. So with that being said, you know, should we touch on our little TV, you know, movie segment?
I think we should. We've been doing weekly either top fives or top tens, you know, just naming off our lists, and we're gonna stick to that. And today we're gonna do our top five TV shows. Obviously,
Yeah.
being in quarantine, it's been a time where Tyler and I have both probably watched a little bit more TV than we'd like.
Yeah. No, for sure,
So,
for sure.
what are your top five shows that you've, you know, watched from now all the way back to when you know, first started watching TV?
Oh man. Okay. Well, I would have to say if I my fa you know I love Jersey Shore. I'm gonna put that number
Yeah.
one no matter
Number
what.
one.
Yeah.
All time. That's all time
I know
favorite.
that's like the worst, you know, the worst. I know that's the worst. Reality TV, I'm too into it. But that's gotta be like my show, like for sure.
Least you can admit
No, I
it.
100% admit that. I mean, and I would say with the Jersey Shore, I would all this stuff that was like attached to it with you know, this is like with the newer and the older one. I'm not like just putting one thing like all that together. I'll even consider with the thing that Paulie and Vinny did together, I'll consider that being
Jersey
like Jersey
Shore.
Shore, whatever. So that's gotta be one. Number two, this is tough because these are like more things that I've seen recently, and I have to like think back, you know, to older things. I don't really know in exact order yet. I'm gonna think about it. But this is the thing, I have All American on Netflix is my number two. Some people don't like it, but I like that show. I like You. You is one of my favorite shows. And you're probably like, oh, where's The Office and all that? I don't really watch those shows, so it's kind of sad, honestly. It's kind of
All
sad. Like, I
right.
wish I was into a show like Friends and stuff like that. I'm really not. I've seen Friends though. I have watched Friends.
Friends is a staple.
That would, if I like watched a lot, that'd probably be in there, I would assume. I mean, dude, like you're gonna like don't even press me for this. This is like from when I'm younger. I like might have to throw Drake and Josh in there because that's like one of my favorite shows of all time.
I can't disagree with that one.
No, I mean, I bet you if I looked at everything settled in, I would, you know, find my shows. You are going to hate me for this because I'm sticking more recent. There's probably older shows that I gotta look into, but my most recent top five shows, we're gonna go Jersey Shore, All American, You. Drake
Drake
and
and
Josh would
Josh.
probably be higher, but I'm just gonna throw it on this list at four. And number five, he's gonna fucking hate this. 13 Reasons Why.
Dude,
I
I
know.
can't.
There's more shit out there. Like I don't watch those Breaking Bads or any of that shit. Like I wish I did. Like I really do. I don't even watch Stranger Things or any of those shows. Like I wish I really did.
I forgot about Stranger. That's a good one. I didn't even think about
I
Stranger
wish I
Things.
watched Friends. I've watched that more than all the other ones. I haven't watched Office. I'm not a TV show guy. Like get I'm not even I like watch sports and I watch a few shows that I'm interested in. I wish I was into more. I really do. I need someone to send me a list of shows just to put on because I feel like I try and they tell me the shows, the good ones, but like there's a lot of seasons. Sometimes I get caught up in my phone, can't pay attention. I need to I mean I guess quarantine was the best time to probably do that, but instead I watched just the recent shows that were out. But that's my 2020 top five. If I think of something, I'll mention it, but that's what I got.
All right, so that's the that list is to be continued then.
I'm thinking while
We'll
you
have to
talk, I'm
somebody's got to
thinking.
get Tyler a list of TV shows to
Because
watch.
that this thing about those five TV shows, everybody that just heard that, you just heard that, like that's probably a shame to people. I was like, wow, like that is fucking garbage. Like,
It's
come
all right,
on.
hey, but it means that you're doing better things than watching TV all day.
Yeah.
But if we're getting into my top five, it's tough, man, because I'm like you. I haven't watched like a, I'm not someone who can sit down all the time and binge TV shows, but when I do get hooked to a show, I'm hooked.
Once you're in
So
it, you're in it. Like, I bet
yeah,
you I could find the show and that would happen too.
because you could watch a show and you could watch the first three episodes or even a season, and you'd be like, ah, it's this is, I don't know, I'm not fucking with it. But if I had to pick five that I'm like, these are the shit, these are the top five shows of all time, in my opinion. If I had to go at number five, I'm probably taking Cheers. Cheers is an old like late '80s, early '90s sitcom. It's just like it's set at like a bar in Boston. It's just like a funny ass TV show. Cheers is awesome. Number four, I would have to go with Prison Break. Prison Break. It's a newer TV show. A lot of people know about it. It's on Netflix. It's a good
one. I've also heard Peaky Blinders is a good one. I haven't
watched that. Yeah, my dad's actually tried getting me to watch that. I've heard a couple of buddies talk about that show too. Should definitely check that one out. But number four, definitely Prison Break. Mm-hmm. Number three, The Office. I know. It's generic.
Everybody
loves The Office, but I've seen The Office probably four, maybe five times through now. There's just, if I'm ever bored and I want to put on a show, it's always just The Office.
I know, everybody loves that show, and I want to be completely honest with you, I haven't watched a full episode of that ever in my whole life. I've watched full episodes of Friends.
They're only 20 minutes.
I know, but I've never watched a full thing. How many seasons is it?
There's like nine seasons of The Office, 10. There's a bunch. I mean, people got attracted to that show because of how funny Steve Carell is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he eventually leaves the show. But man, a lot of people will probably disagree with me. But in my opinion, I think the show gets better after Steve Carell leaves. I think everyone else steps up their game. Show's funny as shit. But anyways, back to the list. At number two, I'm probably going to have to throw Breaking Bad on there. Breaking Bad is probably the coolest show that was live on television that I've ever seen. You know, it was on AMC every week. I would watch it as they released the weekly TV shows. Mm-hmm. Damn, man, that show is, for anyone who hasn't seen it, that is a must watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then number one, always, I will die with this answer. Game of Thrones, in my opinion, is the greatest television show of all time.
Okay, so you actually had a real list. My list was fake news. It was just a few Netflix
shows. Tyler's fake news list.
A few Netflix hits that have been around for a few years. But, yeah, no, I like that. And you said Breaking Bad, you'd watch it on TV on AMC every week. Have you seen All American at all, the football one?
I have not. I have not seen All American. No. Okay,
so, I mean, you know it. You kind of heard about it, but you know the basis, kind of.
Yeah.
But pretty much, I mean, a lot of people have seen it, but I personally watched like the first season a lot. Like, it was out for a while before I watched it. I watched it last year. I watched them like all together. So the second season was coming out and everyone's, you got to watch All American. You got to watch All American. So I was like, fuck, well, yeah, I will. It's about football, whatever. And I remember I had started it before, but like I watched like a few episodes, kind of like forgot where I was. And then I just watched the whole thing. It's not like a shit ton of episodes or anything. They're like an hour though. And I really, like, I enjoyed it. A lot of football was involved, and it's just kind of, it's a cool thing. And then the second season is more, it's a lot more drama. Like, there's football, but, like, not as much. It's, like, a lot of drama with, you know, the schools and the parents and friends, all that kind of shit. So, it depends what kind of shit you're into. They're making another season now. But, like you said, with the Breaking Bad, watching it on TV. So, the second season was coming out, and then, you know that random channel called, like, the CW?
Yeah,
so they would release them there on every, either, I think Monday nights they would release them. So I watched it leading up all the way to the, I like binge watched it for like 3 days, finished it. And then the second season came out, but it was like not out on Netflix. It wasn't coming out on Netflix till like March or so. And the show came out in October. And I was watching them every week on the CW. So I watched them all before it came out on Netflix. Like, most people watched it when it came on Netflix. You know what I mean? But I would probably, I was already hooked onto it, so I couldn't just like stop watching. But for that, those kind of shows, like that kind of Netflix type of thing, I would definitely recommend not. Like, I like to, because if you're going to sit down and watch through it, it's so much better than waiting a whole fucking week. I'm sure that's a little different. But for that kind of show, like, you kind of just want to keep watching it all the way through.
It's the same with Breaking Bad, too. If you didn't,
you don't want to be stuck on like a cliffhanger.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Come on.
Especially with a show like that. And I assume that show, All American, has a lot of cliffhangers too.
Oh yeah,
just like most dramas and TV shows nowadays. You know, I'd find myself fucking dying at the end of a Breaking Bad episode because I have to wait 7 days to figure out what the fuck happens to a character.
Mm-hmm. And you think about it, it like pisses you off. Like, you think about it through the week.
That's
like,
the kind of stuff that keeps you up at night.
Yeah, dude. Like, come on. Like, at least for that, dude. I'm telling you, for like some shows, if there was one to like not be out, at least for that day, for like the next like few hours, like I'd actually be like, have to think, like I'm like,
yeah,
like concerned. Like, I am like concerned for a character or concerned for something. Like, I'm just trying to figure out what's going to happen. But I'm a Reedy guy, dude. You know, I gotta stick with Jersey Shore. Another show that could be up there, which I didn't really watch because it was a little before, it was even before Jersey Shore, a little before our time, which is The Hills on
Yeah.
Netflix. But they had
The
kind of like Jersey Shore,
Hills.
kind of like Jersey Shore. They had like a second. They brought them back, or not everybody, but they brought a lot of people back.
Yeah.
And I actually did. I didn't want. I watched it after, probably like in the middle of the season. There was some on demand, and I started to watch it. I'm like, I don't really know these people, but I looked some things up and I watched it a little bit. And I kind of liked this, like Brody Jenner and those
Yeah.
kind of people. But they had this younger kid on, which I actually like liked and like kind of related to. So because they're obviously all older, but then there was a kid who was like 22, and he's actually his name's Brandon Thomas Lee. He's Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson's son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like on the show and he's like a big part of it and he's like a super young guy. So it's like I kind of like liked watching him too, because like kind of related to some of his shit he was doing. But yeah, I mean, I kind of like that kind of stuff. You know, that's more my, I don't know. I guess I'm like a, am I like a chick when it comes to that? I don't fucking know, but I like those shows. They're interesting to me.
Whatever floats your boat, man. That's all good. Before we get into sports this week, we're gonna start talking about some music that's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Every week, got new music Friday. There are usually some surprise drops, but
Yeah.
the couple big ones that we were talking about, obviously the one being Justin Bieber and Shawn Mendes dropping a single
Which is
together.
crazy because I think was that our first or second podcast that we like kind of touched
You
on. I touched on it.
forecasted it.
Yeah.
You like predicted it.
I think that I should be the guy. I should get the credit
You
for
should get some
it.
compensation.
Like I think Bieber like should give me a call and be like, listen, like I heard your little podcast, like you know, you called it. Like he should
You
have said
called it
that.
at you on Twitter or
Yeah.
something.
But no, I think that that's gonna, you know, we've heard the last couple things he's dropped. He's dropped Holy, which was good. I think that was a good song.
Good song.
Lonely is a is well, it's take it how you take it. Like it could be a good song based on your mood or whatever you want to put together. It's kind of sad. Like I don't know.
It
Like
is.
it's depending on what you like consider like good music like to listen to, or just like it was good because the way he worded it about like his life. It's like it's kind of like a story, so it's kind of tough to put that together. But like you were saying, dude, his last album wasn't like crazy, you know, crazy good. We kind of still supported
It
it a
didn't
little bit.
overwhelm me.
No, right. Didn't overwhelm me at all, but I feel like this is probably going to be towards his next album. I assume it's some of the songs that are going to be on it. But I think that this one has a chance to be a hit. I hope it's not too much like too much feelings because I know they both can like speed up their tempo a little bit and make something good out of it.
I hope, I
It's
mean,
called Monster, by the way.
yeah, so in my opinion, I think that this song's gonna be. I think so. Shawn Mendes and Bieber are obviously two extremely talented musicians. So I think it's gonna be honestly them flexing. Like them honestly just it's just gonna be a bop. I think
Trying to
it's gonna
outdo each
be
other?
no, not I don't think they're gonna be like battling each other, but I think it's gonna be like just vocals and it's not gonna be sad. I think it's gonna be more like an
I
upbeat.
need something upbeat. Honestly, I really did think that it was a good song when it was during quarantine when Bieber and Ariana did that one song. It was called like Stuck With You. They did
Yeah.
that pretty good. Like as something, you know,
That
I
was
dug
like
that.
a that was a, that was an upbeat like it
Quarantine,
was
like
like an
what
acoustic
be
song though too
yeah,
kinda.
I think that that was a good like Bieber and Ariana obviously are two of the most talented people like ever. But I mean, that was something like that. I feel like they could definitely do something with that. We'll see.
I definitely
I
agree.
have high expectations, so you'll see if I'm let down or not for sure.
I mean, you gotta have high expectations for artists that are that big.
Yeah, for sure.
Because there's a
That's
reason that they're
well,
that
that's why
big.
people were pissed about the Bieber, the newer album that he dropped, because they expected more, especially being gone for what, like 4 years or
Yeah.
so. I mean, you kind of expect more
But
out
at
of
the
it.
same time, I feel like people do expect too much out of artists at times. Because if an artist's life changes, because, you know,
He's not who he was
There's a
then.
quote. It's like your new shit won't ever sound as good as your old shit until your new shit is your old shit. You know what I'm saying?
That is
So
true.
people will always sit there and bitch at you because you're conforming to a new style of music or you're experimenting in music. And it's like, let these artists just do whatever the fuck they want. They're artists, they're creating. And it's like, if you don't fuck with the music, then don't listen. Just because you liked an album that they released 10 years ago doesn't mean that they're going to release the same
I know,
album
that's like thinking
now.
like Eminem dropping something now. Like it's gonna be totally different. But well,
Yeah.
I was thinking too, I know he's even said in his like little, you know, YouTube video, doc series type things. The guy that he was then, he's a totally different person now. So he doesn't want to, like, maybe he was in a different place then too. He doesn't want to be like in the same place when he was a single guy, or when he was, you know, all up on drugs and stuff like that, and he had dropped some songs, and maybe he just, it brings him back to a place that he doesn't want to be. So he wanted to change something up. But we'll see what happens. I don't know what he'll do.
As long as the artist is happy,
Yeah.
it is what it is. And he's making his money, and he's married. What
Well,
else could
he
he
doesn't
want?
give up. I don't think he gives. Well, actually, I think he was a little hurt, actually, a little bit, honestly.
At
I think he
what?
was a little hurt about that, for his album. Like, the sales were, I'm sure, crazy good still. But he was hurt that some of the reviews on it. I mean, not that he gives a fuck, like, really, because, like, he could flex money on anybody and
Right.
does, and then whatever, his life is fine. But I think he expected maybe a little bit better, reviews from, like, top, music
Right.
sources.
And like you just said, I think all the critics and people that have just shit on Bieber over the years, I don't think that he cares what people say anymore. Yeah, it definitely would sting to hear that your album isn't as acclaimed as you thought it might be. But for him, it probably beats being shit on for doing all the stupid mistakes that he used to do.
Yeah,
You
he wanted to
know?
get back into music, and he did. And people thought he was done because he
Yeah.
was gone.
He probably would take getting the criticism from people on his music rather than him as a human, you
Yeah,
know?
no, I agree. But in the other music world, this is co like a totally different genre. But we have Saint John. I personally don't know too much about him. I've heard, it was Roses. I heard from TikTok,
Yeah.
but that was like his big song that broke out. But he's got an album, While the World Was Burning, that's coming out tomorrow, and he's got a shit ton of features. He's got Lil Uzi, he's got DaBaby, he's got A Boogie. Future's already been on it with the Roses remix. He's got Kanye West, JID, Kalani, and Black. So that's a lot of fucking features and a lot of big names. So what are your thoughts on that? Do you know him much? Do you expect him anything out of it?
I don't know much about Saint John as a whole. I've heard some of like the EDM electronic work that he did in the past. So I'm excited to see what he's gonna do with like trap beats with all these rappers on this. I didn't even know this album was coming out until this week. I had no idea. But the feature list is crazy, so I'm excited to see what that sounds like at midnight.
Yeah, no, I like. I mean, I've only heard like one or two of the songs, but I mean, I don't mind. We'll see how it is. I've talked to some people, and they've said that he's got some, like, he's pretty good. So maybe he's on the come up. I don't know.
I actually got a list here of
More
the
stuff?
songs as the other songs that are coming out tonight. There's actually a bunch of stuff. It's more singles that are coming out. There's a couple albums that'll be dropping. DaBaby's got a song coming out tonight. Rich the Kid's got a song coming out tonight with NBA YoungBoy. Meek Mill's got an album, or it's an EP coming out tonight.
Meek Mill.
Yep.
Okay.
Meg Thee Stallion's got an album coming out. That should be interesting
Was
with
that
all the
with
Tory
Tory? Yeah.
Lanez news with
Because Tory
that.
kind of had an album too that he was kind of shitting on her a little
He
bit.
did sh I don't understand that though. Like, how do you shoot somebody and
But
like
he says he didn't. There's like, it's a he said, she said thing. I don't know.
didn't he get charged? I thought he got
I don't
charged with
know.
it.
I mean, it seems like he did actually do it. If I had to guess, he probably, like, I think he did based on what the news is saying.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But other than that, you got French Montana album, a little TJ song, and then there's a Wale song with Gunna coming out too. Wale is slept on in my opinion. I don't know if you've listened to much
Yeah,
of
a little
him.
bit. A
He's
little
an
bit of
older
Wale.
artist.
No, yeah, no, I know that for sure. Another, actually, you know what is coming out? This came to my mind. This is for people that are into the country scene. Actually, Morgan Wallen is dropping, I'm pretty sure, three singles tonight. I'm pretty sure he's dropping
Really?
three because he's dropping a double album in January. I don't know if you saw that or not. But Morgan Wallen, who is like one of my favorite country guys at the moment, because he's got a lot of big songs as of, recently, having a double album dropping in January, which is a weird time for country music because I don't know, it's like snow on the ground, so it's
Yeah.
like weird for me to listen to it. But I'm pretty sure he has three singles coming out tonight. That's what I heard, and that should, I mean, he always really kills it. So his last shit can't really miss.
No. And other than that, I don't really see any other new music that's coming out tonight.
No, but with that being said, we can get right into the NFL and let's get it done. I mean, tonight is a big game. This is a big one that we all it's the Seahawks and it's the Cardinals. Seahawks got two straight losses. Cardinals are hot. They're coming off, which is one of the most crazy things I've ever seen. DeAndre
Epic,
Hopkins, dude,
epic.
that shit was insane. But that's gonna be a big game tonight. Seahawks are at home. What are they favored by? Three, just regular?
Yeah.
Dude, this is tough because the Seahawks defense is fucking ass. The Cardinals isn't much better, but it is a little bit better. Dude, I'm going to go with the Cardinals. I really am. I think the Seahawks are going to lose again. I don't think the Seahawks are that good. I really don't.
Oh, man. I bet against the Seahawks, or I bet on the Seahawks last week,
so
right?
Did I, yeah.
They lost.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see
three in a row
Russ taking three straight losses in a row, man.
It'd be four out of five, too.
Having Kyler come in to Seattle,
they already beat him once,
and
this
beat
Cardinals.
Russell. Yeah, I'm gonna take the Seahawks here.
You think too much is going against the Seahawks?
Yeah, I think it is high scoring as fuck though. I think it's gonna be like a 33-29, 33-30 kind of game.
It is sad for a guy like Russell Wilson that he actually has to do everything. Their defense is just the worst.
Human backpack.
Like that is nuts.
That's tonight's game. It'll be over by the time that you guys hear this, but Tyler's got Cards, I got Seahawks.
Okay, we'll debate on that one.
Sunday?
Eagles-Browns. Eagles are visiting the Browns. Browns are minus three. I'm going to take Eagles after coming off the loss against the Giants, which you had, I'm pretty sure.
I did.
I had the Eagles. I also had the Texans beating the Browns. That game was a shit show. It was like 10-7, I'm pretty sure, but... I'm going to go with the Eagles in this one. I don't know what this... I think it'll be like a 24-21 game, but I'm going to go with the Eagles.
For some reason, the Eagles have kept a lot of their games low scoring. Last week was... Who did they play last week?
Giants.
Oh, they played the Giants, yeah. Low scoring game. I know the Giants are shit, but I honestly thought the Eagles could put up a little bit more of a fight.
You got the Browns then?
It was piss poor last week. I'm going to take the Browns here.
Okay.
Just with that high-powered offense, I think down the stretch the Eagles can't keep up. So I'm going to take the Browns here, 28-21.
All right, I can see that happening. We'll see what happens. This next one here, we got two NFC and NFC South mashup, right? They're NFC South. We got the Saints and we got the Falcons. So the Saints are going to be without Drew Brees for at least I would guess like 3 or 4. I don't really know.
Still,
his whole body's broken.
Still 4.5-point favorites though.
They are. They with Jameis Winston. We'll see what Jameis Winston can do. They're playing the Falcons. I'll still take the Saints here. I'll take it in a close one, but give me the Saints 27-24.
I think Winston lays an egg. I think he goes out, throws 2 to 3 interceptions. I think the Falcons put up a lot of points this week. I'm going to have the Falcons here 33-27.
You know, I kind of like this because our first three have been totally different.
Totally different.
We usually have a lot of the same ones, but all right, I like that. This next one we got... kind of a gross matchup. We have the Bengals visiting the football team, the Washington football team. In this situation here, it's -1.5 Washington at home. Ugh, dude, this is gross. I'm going to go with the Bengals, actually. The Bengals got ass whooped by us, of course, Pittsburgh. But, you know, I think the Bengals are going to win this one. I think they'll win it like 30-10.
Yeah.
Blowout.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Bengals here too, but I think it's a little bit definitely a little bit closer than that. Burrow's look consistently better each week. I've said it every time, probably on the podcast.
He was kind of sus.
But everybody, I mean, he's a rookie. But what are you going to expect out of Burrow against a 2-7 team? I don't know. But I'm going to take, you know, in a lean here, I'm going to take the Bengals in like a 24-17, a little bit lower scoring of a game.
That's not bad. I can see that happening for sure. This next one, we got the Lions and the Panthers. This is, I don't really know what to think about this one, but, dude, this could go either way, but I think I'm going to lean towards the Panthers in a close one. Give me like 31-25 or something.
Yeah, it looks like this game's even right now, I think.
It must be, there's no line.
Yeah, there's no line posted, so I'm pretty sure this game's at even, so Vegas sees it as 50-50. I see it pretty much the same way, outside the fact that the Lions' defense is pretty bad. No McCaffrey for the Panthers. Bridgewater's been playing well, though, man. He has.
He was a little banged up last week, so I think he's good to go to play, but that's just one thing to look out for.
Mike Davis, you know, he's no Christian McCaffrey, but he's taken on the role of RB1 relatively well. Against the porous Lions defense, I think that the Panthers got this one 26-21.
No, I can see that. I think the Panthers are going to definitely pull it out. So we were different on the first three. These next two, we've been the same. This next one, we have
the
Pittsburgh Steelers visiting the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Pittsburgh is 10.5-point favorites, which I don't like because they never do it, and just reminds me of the Dallas game all over again.
Jacksonville is, I'm sorry, but it seems like Pittsburgh, for some reason, no matter how good they are, they always have trouble against, like, the Jaguars, the Raiders, like, the Broncos.
A little different, I think, because we beat everybody. But I am just, I'm not worried. I think we're going to win. I really do. It might be closer. It's probably going to be like a Dallas type. It's going to be closer than everybody thinks. But I do think they win. I'm just a little worried because what the issue was last time with Dallas is, you know, they're kind of looking ahead. Like, they don't really give a shit about them. Think they're just going to walk all over them. My issue is here. They have a short week. They got to play Thursday on Thanksgiving against the Ravens. It's a short week to, you know, kind of big division matchup against the Ravens. I don't want them to be looking too far ahead and, you know, blow this one. There's a fucking another rookie quarterback playing for Jacksonville.
Yeah.
So this game shouldn't be close, and I bet you it will be. But at the end, I'm going to take Pittsburgh 24-17. Should not be that close, but it will be.
Yeah, I don't think this game should be close. Jaguars have a rookie quarterback coming in against a 9-0 Steelers team. James Robinson, who's Jacksonville's studs breakout running back this season, is questionable to play this weekend against an already stout Pittsburgh run defense. So if Jacksonville has to start a backup running back against this Steelers defense with a rookie quarterback having to sling it around on the field,
it'll still be close.
And they still make it close?
It's going to be.
I just don't see that happening. The minus 10.5 does scare me a little bit, but I do think the Steelers win here. Like, I think the Steelers win like 29 to 17 here.
Okay, that's not too bad. The only thing is, they should blow them out, but you know, we've seen this story before with the Steelers. But the thing is, maybe that Dallas game was like, what the fuck just happened? So maybe, you know, maybe something changes. But who knows? I have no idea. What's his next one?
That Dallas game could have been them looking ahead, though, too.
Yeah.
So maybe they learned from their mistakes.
Yeah.
Got a W.
This is a big one here. Wow, this actually is a big one here.
Huge one for literally both of our divisions.
Yeah. I mean, Tennessee.
Not you so much.
Yeah, we have a 3-game league, because, you know, we're fucking nice. But it's a big game for you guys. But Tennessee, they've actually, because at the bottom of that playoff picture.
But wait, hold on. All of a sudden, say the Steelers were to blow this game or some shit. Ravens win this week. Ravens beat you next week. All of a sudden,
we're still up, though.
Up one.
We're
still up. I'm just saying, though, you know, these are the games you got to win.
We're still fucking up one game.
These are the games you got to win.
One game. But Titans, Ravens, this is a big one because actually the playoff picture right now, as it stands, the bottom portion, like the, there's, what's it, the seven
the wild cards?
Yeah, the 5, 6, 7. They're all 6-3. I think the 8 and maybe 9 is 6-3, too. And everybody else is garbage other than that. But this is the Tennessee fell out already. Ravens dropped to the 7th seed. Tennessee fell out.
Yep.
So this is a big one for both teams. And the Ravens just lost. They played like shit. And they just lost in a monsoon to fucking the Patriots. But I think the Ravens are going to. They both have been struggling a little bit as of late. But I think the Ravens will take this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna lean Ravens here as well. I think the Titans are. I fucking hate the Titans. Always have. Always will.
Are they fake news?
I think that they're fake news. I think the Titans are fake news. The people have been calling the Colts fake news all season, and they busted their asses. So
that was a big.
I don't know what you call
show. That was a big topic. I picked the Colts, but I didn't think it'd be like that. I really didn't.
They just. I mean, the first half was close. We were losing a little bit in the first half, but whatever the adjustments
special
were at
teams,
halftime,
defense.
Special teams and defense just. Carries the Colts. They're the only reason we have 6 wins. Special teams and defense. Okay, can we just say live here that the Colts do have a top 5 defense in the NFL?
They do. Weren't they like number 1?
I think they're the best defense in football. Personally, if the Colts had the Steelers offense.
Steelers, I mean, they're pretty damn good too.
The Steelers defense is nasty. But if the Colts had a top 10 offense, because they don't have a top 10 offense.
No.
If they even had a top 10 offense, they'd be instant Super Bowl contenders. But I think Phillip Rivers is the reason that they're being held back and the lack of weapons at wide receiver. But we'll get into that when we get to that game.
No, for sure. And we got the Patriots and the Texans. Patriots, just like that, they beat the Ravens. They're on a little 2-game win streak. I think they're going to beat the Texans. I think it'll be like a 24-14 type of game. Texans are kind of ass. They are ass.
They are ass.
They are ass. There's nothing behind it. All of a sudden, the Patriots moved to 5-5, and they're trying to look for playoff position all of a sudden.
Patriots moving to 5-5 could be iffy. The Patriots could try and fight for a playoff spot at what? They're hoping to go with like 9-7, 10-6.
10-6 is what they're probably trying to do. Unless they won out, went 11. I mean, you never know. It's Bill Belichick. We've never seen this before.
You can never count Big Bill out. And I'm going to take the Patriots here as well. Deshaun Watson, man, he's just not getting it done with the Texans. I know their defense hasn't been doing it either, but you can't make the excuse in the NFL that you don't have weapons anymore. Because you see day in and day out, quarterbacks do it. Quarterbacks consistently are throwing to nobodies. Big Ben, Rivers, a lot of the big quarterbacks that are like, you know, the popular people that will be going into the Hall of Fame, I don't know about Rivers.
Brady.
But
Not anymore. He had some New England years where he threw to nobodies.
Legitimate nobodies. When you're throwing to, when Danny Amendola is your best wide receiver at 5'11", that's an issue. But if you're still winning Super Bowls doing so, I just don't feel like that's an excuse. So I'm going to, after that rant, I'm going to edge the Patriots here. Better coaching against a shitty Texans team. I'm taking the Patriots 25-17.
I'll see that. And we got another AFC East team here that I have been on, and they fucking did it again. The Miami Dolphins are visiting the Denver Broncos. They're 6-3. They're on fire. They're 3.5-point favorites. They're going to kick the Broncos' ass. Their defense is good. Tua is good. Dolphins are winning the AFC East. Bold prediction, bang.
Dolphins winning the East.
You know what's going to happen?
The Dolphins are... Okay,
yes,
what's going to
because they play Buffalo the last game of the season.
The deciding win.
Buffalo is going to... So Miami, these next few games, I think they're going to end up to 9-3. I think Miami's going to get to. Buffalo has to play Pittsburgh. They're going to lose, have four losses. I hope they lose to Pittsburgh. I'm just saying.
Home?
Pittsburgh's... Or no, Buffalo's home, actually, yeah. So they'll play. That'll be a really good game. I'm really interested to see how that goes. But I'll just say Pittsburgh beats them. They also have to play New England another time. They almost lost to them the first time. I'm not saying it's going to – I mean, I am saying it's going to happen. But they play each other week 17. That could be a deciding game. Give me Miami, AFC East champs.
I had Fins last week and you didn't, right?
No, I think – or no, we both did.
We both have Fins last week? Oh, no, you've been on Tua.
I think we both had him though. You just
I'm not entirely.
I mean, he didn't
hopped on the Tua train.
He didn't do anything crazy last game,
but he did what he needed to do.
Yeah, they have good defense. I mean, it's just.
But that could be. I honestly think the Dolphins are in a really good position coaching wise too. Yeah, I think that front office has done every single thing right that they need to do.
You know what Tua did say though? I didn't think it'd be this easy.
He did say that. He goes, I thought it was going to be difficult, but I didn't think it would be this easy.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Confident. I don't know. It's,
is that exuding confidence or a little bit of cockiness? A little bit of both?
AFC East champion.
He's not there yet, though. Check the scoreboard. He can't be talking his shit yet.
But with the Bills on a bye this week, a win this week, I know they'll be behind because they lost to him head-to-head, tied for first place. Yeah, Bills are 7.
It'd be half a game back.
No, it'd be tied.
Technically, the Bills.
Yeah, the Bills would be ahead because head to head, but they'd be tied technically.
Yeah. I'm gonna take Fins here though too.
Yeah, Broncos are just not good.
No, I don't like the Broncos, but Jets and Chargers on a 4 o'clock slate.
What a joke!
I don't know who's tuning in here.
I don't know, but the Chargers are finally going to be able to win a game. They're going to do it. The Chargers are finally going to do it. I hope. I think.
I feel really nervous about this one. Because if there was a week where one team could just blow it to the 0-9 Jets, I think it would be this week. I really do, but I don't feel confident enough to take the Jets in a win here.
That's horrible. I'm still going to take the Chargers, but, like, that's... It could happen. I see what you're saying 100%.
Like, being, like, 10-point favorites, basically, like...
Yeah. This next one is your game. This is probably game of the week. It is game of the week on TV. This is a big one. We got the Packers visiting your Colts. What the fuck is going to happen in this one?
It's going to be a testament to our defense. Huge. I have been chatting the defense. The Colts opening up as a 1.5 favorite. Yeah. Which is odd to me. We opened as favorites against the Ravens, Titans, and Packers. one, we split the two games and opened his favorites. We'll see how this one goes. But I think this is a true testament to the Colts defense. If the Colts can hold Aaron Rodgers, I mean, I just heard today that Aaron Rodgers was calling, he was naming off other people as the top linebackers in the NFL. Didn't even give a wink at Darius Leonard.
He's thinking about it.
Darius Leonard's thinking about that in his sleep tonight. I don't know, man. I'm riding with the Colts here, obviously. But this is going to be extremely close. I think if it comes down to a game-winning drive that Rodgers wins, but if the Colts can be up by 10 points due to the defense or maybe a defensive touchdown, takeaway, special team, something like that, I think the Colts got this one. 28-24.
Okay. I mean, it could go both ways. You know, I'm probably leaning Packers, but it could go both ways. I have really, that's all I got to say.
What are you going to do? It's all right. So you got Pack? You got
the Pack here? In a similar score. I mean, it would be definitely in a similar score, but I think the Packers, it's just so tough to go against Aaron Rodgers. It really is, dude. Unless he's playing Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Actually beat us in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, this next one's pretty gross. This is pretty gross. We got the Cowboys and the Vikings. Cowboys got Andy Dalton coming back. I don't know if that matters for anything. Vikings are hot, and I think they're going to remain hot and try to fight for that, you know, that NFC playoff picture. I think the Vikings are going to win this one 28-17, and I think the Vikings are going to roll with the hot hand.
Yeah, the Vikings have been hot. Dalvin Cook, instant bucket, automatic.
Yeah.
The Cowboys run defense, piss poor. Dalvin Cook has another 130-150-yard game, 1-2 touchdowns. I got the Vikings here. A little bit low scoring, probably like 25-14.
Yeah, the Vikings usually score pretty low. Their last game was horrific against the Bears. Bears are one of the worst teams I've ever seen.
But they do have a good defense.
Yeah, no, they do for sure. This next one's a big one. Sunday Night Football, we got the Chiefs visiting the Raiders. The Raiders are actually the only team that beat the Chiefs this year. But did you hear about that shit that they apparently were like, having like a fucking victory parade around the fucking stadium after they beat them. That's not going to be smart. That's not smart. And I think the Chiefs are going to actually beat the... they're going to kill them, I think. I think the Chiefs are going to beat them 35-17.
You know, I've been going through here...
But the looking, Raiders are hot. They're hot.
I've been going through here looking at what I want to name for my lock. I don't even remember what my lock was for last week. Do you?
I don't remember.
I don't even know if it hit. I bet it. Every lock that I give you guys, I do end up betting at least a unit on. So this week, I am going to take Raiders as the lock plus 8.
What?
Raiders plus 8 against the Chiefs.
I don't like that. I really don't.
I'm going to take it. I think that the Raiders can keep it close. I think that the Raiders are going to put up points somehow. I think they're going to run the ball well. I think they'll get a couple key stops. I'm not saying that they're going to win this ball game, but I think that they can keep it within a score, within a touchdown. So I'm going to take the Raiders here plus 8 as the lock of the week. All
right. That's the lock of the week. There it is.
And then we got one more game on Monday night.
The Rams and the Bucks. I've rolled Bucks the whole year. They've maybe struggle in games like this, but I'm still going to take the Bucs on Monday night. I think Brady, Rams D's pretty solid this year, actually. But I think I'm going to ride with Brady. They're going to go to 8-3, I think. And I'm going to ride with Brady in a score of 26-20.
Yeah. Oh, man. I can't really count out Brady often. He's been so solid this entire year, other than the 1 week. So I'm gonna also roll Brady here, too. I'm going to take the Bucs here. 32-24 against the Rams.
Yes, sir. Tom Brady is going to finish the job there. And with that being said, that kind of wraps up our podcast. We're going to be off next week due to Thanksgiving, so we'll be back in a couple weeks.
Try and have some more guests on here. You know, we got some stuff in the works. We're excited to roll out a couple other guests and have some opportunities in the future.
All right, bro. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, though.
Yeah. Hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks for tuning in to episode 8.
Yes, sir. You can always check us out on Instagram at BSH University Podcast. Check our link in our bio. Check us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify. However you want to check us out, shoot us a rating or a review. Until next time, we will see you guys in a couple of weeks. A lot of stuff will be on social media this week, so we'll catch you next time. Peace.
Peace.